In case you missed it, CharismaNews.com has the scoop for you. And with me today is Abby Trivett, and she has got some new insight into Taylor Swift. And not just about the gossip about her and Travis Kelce and their relationship with the start of the NFL season and the rumors about their pending breakup, but Abby has some spiritual insight that you need to hear. So Abby, welcome. Let's get into this.
Thank you for having me, John. Yes, Taylor Swift. Everyone knows her. A lot of people haven't paid a lot of attention to the spiritual components that is going on, but there's a lot there. One of those is the recent pendant necklace that she was wearing at the last Chiefs game. And if you look at it closely, it actually resembles some ancient goddess, occult-like other jewelry that has been out there in the past.
This one?
Yes, that's okay. Another occult ancient goddess necklace that she wore a few weeks ago. It's from a Welsh goddess who was actually known for killing her son. And these are necklaces that Swift has been wearing at concerts, has been wearing out in public. And people just don't necessarily catch that. They miss the fact that jewelry isn't just jewelry. It has a spiritual component as well. If you look at the first necklace, that one, the brand that carries it, they have all kinds of ancient goddess necklaces that they sell. If you look at sites of other things that carry these two necklaces, they are all about tarot card reading, all kinds of spiritual components. Wow. There's some really deep, deep spiritual perspective there. And it's a lot more than just Taylor Swift has a nice necklace on. There's something deeper there.
Yeah, and she's been doing a lot of interesting things at her concerts recently. You shared a clip. Can we show that one now?
Yes.
Most recent concert, Taylor Swift is performing witchcraft. And I know this is going to raise some controversy in the comments, but this just doesn't look right to me.
That does look creepy. Wow. So the number one pop star in the world is having some weird ceremonies there. At the very least, it looks like these things. What are you saying here?
Yes. Well, it's pretty obvious. Even if it's not a ceremony, it looks exactly like one. It looks exactly like you would expect for a gathering of witches to come together and do some type of satanic ritual.
Goodness.
And this is what's happening at her concerts, where parents are taking their kids because they love Taylor Swift. They think there's nothing wrong with it. And clearly this is not the same Taylor Swift that we knew from back in the early 2000s. This is not the same stuff from when I was a child. This is not the country music. This is very different. This is not even pop music. This is a spiritual, demonic gathering.
Yeah. And so we need to really be praying against the demonic, but pray for Taylor. I mean, you can be upset with her for doing this, but she's a lost soul that really needs to know Jesus truly. And so there's another video that you shared with me that we're going to play this right now. And this was shocking. So here we go.
To all you Swifties out there, don't come for me. I'm just joshing. That's not Taylor Swift. That's the former high priestess of the Church of Satan, who looks a lot like Taylor Swift. That's pretty ironic, right? Because it's not like this is a coven of witches, right? Choosy lyrics. That doesn't look like a summoning ritual. Just speculation, right? And then someone posted this online.
Summon the demons!
Someone else was thinking the same thing.
The worst part is, she commented twice, And she says, is this the new 1, 2, 3, let's go B? So she's saying, is summon the demons the new crowd chant that they say when she does this witchcraft ritual?
Now to any supporters, I know I already posted this, but for some reason it's not showing on my account, even though it didn't get taken down.
Wow. I don't know if there's any family history, but that resemblance is pretty striking. Good.
It is striking. And also scary considering you do see that same element being done at these concerts. So my word of advice would just be pray for Taylor, because there's some dark stuff happening here.
Yeah. And there's a lot of dark stuff happening around the world. And we're going to talk about that. I have something for you a little bit later, but you have another story with Chris Reed and Morningstar and Rick Joyner. Tell us about this.
Yes. Well, recently Chris Reed resigned from Morningstar Ministries. It was a shock to everyone, really, including Rick Joyner. Chris made a statement. Rick made a statement. There's been a lot of things that have been said on both sides, but essentially Chris came out earlier and said that he has left because of the lawsuits that are coming out against Morningstar Ministries about some sexual abuse allegations that happened to some minors from a former volunteer years ago. And Chris does not want to be in the middle of that. According to what he has said online, he doesn't want to be caught in the middle. He wants to be on the side of the victims. And he also didn't want to go against the ministry by being on the side of the victims. So he has stepped away. But he's also made it clear that there are some other things that were going on with him personally, part of the ministry. And he sounds very distraught by how he has left. And now he is coming out and saying that ever since he left, people are saying threatening things to him and his family, which is very concerning. The entire situation has had an array of sections to it, if you will. There's been a lot of different parts and pieces that have worked into it, but it's come to a new point here where we're talking that people need to back up and think for a minute before they say things or, reach out in different types of ways.
And so Chris Reed actually released a video just a few hours ago, or even last night. I don't exact the time, but it was very recent. And so we're reporting on recent information here. We've got a few clips from this almost 40-minute video that he put out there. Abby, tell us a little bit about this, and then we're going to play some of these.
Yes. So in this video, he goes on and he talks about those threats. He also talks about having a domain that he actually cannot register because somebody else has taken a chrisreedsministry.com. And he goes into why he had to use chrisreedministries.net, which is very shocking if you look at the reason behind that.
So let's play some of these clips here.
I've had some pretty bizarre things. I mean, in this 2-week period of time, there's been so much of a mirage, a smoke screen, where I was a scapegoat to push me and this 3-year-old story that I had no idea was going to come to the surface. And before God, I promised to God on everything. It had no influence on my decision to resign. It had no bearing on my thoughts. When I left, I wasn't planning on starting a church across town, rivaling Morningstar. I love the people. I love the members, the saints, the people who attend, the employees. I really do love them, and I love Rick. I love Rick Joyner. And I did my best to honor him.
All right. So, Abby, tell me about that part.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. You can see that he is completely distraught, that his heart was for Morningstar, and that everything that's happened in the past 13 days has been shocking for him. It's shocking for Morningstar, for Rick. There is no winner in this situation. No yeah. one's winning with Chris leaving. No one's winning with anything that's come out. There's no winning here.
Yeah. And now there's been things, there's been threats against his family or some strange things happening there. So let's take a look at this clip and then we'll comment.
I'm still in shock. I mean, if I told you some of the crazy things, I've actually had people texting our house, texting my wife, telling them, more than one, just you bring you and your kids over to such and such address and we'll save you, we'll protect you, we'll keep you from harm. And then I, a few minutes later, walk out my front door and those people be parked in front of my house on the curb, watching me walk out my front door. And then when I walk over to their car, they put it in drive and take off. I'm talking weird stuff.
That is really weird. That's scary. You know, to get those messages, I'm assuming that his wife is the one that's receiving those messages and she has shared those with him that she's getting these things. But then to actually see the people coming to the house, my goodness. And then the whole thing with his domain that he was trying to get. Let's play this clip because this was a really crazy.
I tried to purchase a domain and I tried Chris Reed Ministries. ChrisReedMinistries.com, ChrisReedMinistries.org, Chris Reed. Now, ultimately, the website that I landed on and that I just put together is ChrisReedMinistries.net, and I'm okay with that. I mean, when I think of a net, I think when Jesus said, be fishers of men, right? Cast your net into the right side of the boat. So it's ChrisReedMinistries.net. But when I was trying to secure domains that have my name in it as a public figure, I want to show you, this is a screen recording and you're going to see why I could not get .com or .org. Okay, so I want you to look at this here, and here you see Chris Reed Ministries .com. And that's where it went to.
Somebody else's.
I was disappointed with that, you know, because I felt like somebody shouldn't take my name. So if somebody searches and looks up my name, that it would forward to someone else's website. Felt that was just dirty. And then, you know, to make it worse, I think, that same website, Chris Reed Ministries, .com, like if you typed it in, remember, it's .net. That's my real website, ChrisReedMinistries.net. Now look, that same, if you type in the same name, you saw where the domain would forward you to, whose website it would forward you to. Now look at it. This is another screen recording. Here you see, typing in here.
ChrisReedMinistries.com. Yeah.
.com. Mm-hmm. Same domain name that used to forward to the other guy's page. And look what it forwards to now.
Somebody has...
So whoever...
A vendetta against him.
Whoever controls that domain page. They didn't want me to be able to buy it either, because when I tried to purchase it, they had it for sale for $800,000.
Wow. $800,000.
So they clearly wanted to be able, when somebody looked me up, to forward it. Well, you saw who they used to forward it to, and now they're forwarding it to this.
Yeah, so he is, so he has this, so he wants to go to ChrisReedMinistries.com, and it used to take it to somebody else, another website, and then now whoever is in charge of that domain is sending it to the article on the Roy's Report that is very critical of Chris Reed. And there's a lot more in this almost 40-minute explanation where he's talking about this. But I tried this myself. Mm-hmm. I went to ChrisReedMinistries.com, and you did that too.
Yes.
And it, where did it take you?
It took me to the Royce Report. It took me to that article.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that are going on here, and that at the very least is salt in a wound. And that's just not cool. We've got a couple more clips here, and then we've got another story still to come. So, and then you don't know about this one yet, but
okay.
I'm the scapegoat. And this person within a circle has told me that. I'm not going to tell who that person is, but it's so disheartening. And the reason why, he was afraid I would leave Morningstar and that people would follow me and that they would support me. And that's why he was communicating with a reporter and helping either directly give her information or have somebody else give her the contact information. They wanted to take me down because he was afraid that I was going to resign Morningstar, detach from all of this stuff because I'm not in the lawsuits. I wasn't here in the time frame when all that stuff happened. And that I was going to get scot-free and be able to start my own ministry. And he was going to make sure that that didn't happen.
Wow. That's an accusation right there.
It certainly is. And, you know, John, if something like that is true, I at least can say that I hope Chris does keep this person's name confidential, because we don't need any more of the crazy text messages or things like that going on. That's not necessary.
Yeah. And in this video, in the full thing, which I encourage everybody to go watch, the link for this will be in the article, which will be in the description for this video. Chris actually has screenshots of text messages between him and several people, including Rick Joyner, that really shed light onto this situation. So here's another clip.
I think the thing that bothers me the most is when Rick Joyner said last week that I abandoned the sheep. No, I abandoned a ministry that it took me a year and a half as the senior leader, as the CEO, to figure out that there was such a toxic and corrupt environment. I'm not talking about the Sunday morning crowd. I'm not talking about the saints, the people that just attend. I'm talking about the management, the structure itself. It took me a year and a half to realize it was so corrupt, and it kept getting worse and worse and worse until finally I realized I've just got to break free and I've got to start over. I don't have any partners. I don't have any other income. They wanted to bury me forgetting that I have a wife and that I have 6 children that are depending on me to provide for them. And they were okay with burying me, taking the domain that they refused to give me and forwarding it to the article that came out.
Wow. So, Abby, what do we as the body of Christ do in this situation? Obviously, there's an issue between Chris Reed, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, and other people that might be involved with this. But for the average reader, for the average watcher, what is it that we should be doing? Obviously, praying is very important.
Yes, we do need to pray, but we also need to realize that, you know, Paul tells us that we're all part of the body of Christ and that, you know, one part can't say to the other that we don't need it. And so we have all fallen short of the glory of God. Chris has admitted things that has happened. Rick has admitted that the ministry hasn't been perfect over the years, but they are both part of the body of Christ, and we need to see that they are both valuable, that those ministries are valuable, that the people in them are valuable, that God is the one that can redeem any situation. You know, it is by his blood that we're saved. It's by grace through faith. You know, there's nothing that we can do on our own to be saved. That's not possible. So what we need to remember is that, yes, issues have happened. More things will probably come out. But as members of the body of Christ, we need each other. And this is not the time to yell and dispute and cause division among each other, but it's a time to try to heal and restore.
Amen. Amen. Well, Abby, in addition to healing and restoring, I know there's some people in Springfield, Ohio that are having a hard time with new neighbors. And so I'm going to play a few videos here about what has been happening there. And I want to get your reaction to this.
Okay.
So here we go.
I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard, and I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly, and last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status, and you're protecting them, and I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed, but who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So here we have a woman in Springfield, Ohio, who has is really at her wit's end. And to give a little bit more clarity as to what's going on, she mentioned temporary protection. And so here to explain a little bit about that is
that is why also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
So there's Haitian migrants, and the most recent thing that has been popular on social media over the last day or so is this video here.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile at you.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it?
Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with him.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society, see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
That's just wow. Very sad of what's happening. So you have wow. Haitian migrants that are under temporary protective services that they're now being put in local communities that they can't handle it. And you're seeing there's now a picture of a guy carrying around a Canadian goose that for food. And now this lady was eating it. But something about it feels off. You know, we're talking earlier with Taylor Swift about demonic things. Mm-hmm. You love cats. I do love cats.
I have a cat. So to hear of someone eating a cat absolutely breaks my heart. You know, we have to be careful with what we let in. Physically and spiritually, because if people are into all kinds of different things, especially people that are from places where voodoo practices are normal, or vodu, which is kind of an offshoot of voodoo, that's also very dark, all kinds of black magic practices. We have to be careful with what we let in. You know, that there's a reason why people have, why there is vetting processes to come to the U.S. Physically, obviously, to make sure that someone will be an upright citizen and go through things in the correct and proper process. But spiritually talking, we have to be careful, because when you let paganism in, paganism will try to overtake everything. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we pray for the people that are involved with that. And I just want to let everybody know that you can go to charismanews.com or you can click the links in the description for this video to go right to the articles that Abby and I have been discussing. But if you go to charismanews.com, you will see the latest stories. And we're always trying to make sure that we're delivering breaking news from a spiritual perspective. So stay tuned to charismanews.com.